Do I believe that work ethic is a foundational piece of success? Yes, I do. Do I want anybody ever to work so much that they get depressed? Of course not.
Das war Gary Vee und ich habe heute die Ehre, Gary Vee zu interviewen. Wie wir es letzte Mal versprochen haben, ist er diesmal mit dabei beim Podcast. Kevin ist diesmal leider nicht dabei, der ist unterwegs und hat es nicht geschafft, bis zum Termin der Aufnahme dabei zu sein. Ja, trotzdem heiße ich dich herzlich willkommen im Gründercafé. Gary Vee ist bei vielen bekannt als das Symbol für Hustle, für Arbeiten und für Social Media. Er ist Profi, was Social Media angeht. Er ist der Gründer von VaynerMedia, einer der größten Werbe- und Social Media Agenturen in Amerika, aber auch weltweit aktiv. Jeder kennt ihn wahrscheinlich von den Millionen Posts, die er am Tag auf Instagram raushaut. Und wir haben ihn heute im Podcast.
Thank you so much for that intro. Super excited to be here. It's been a long week. New York to Oslo to Copenhagen to Moscow to LA. Now here.
Thank you for being on the podcast, Gary. First question. You talk a lot about hustle and working hard. How do you define hustle?
First of all, it's different for everybody, right? But what I would say hustle is to me is that when you have passion around something, that you are squeezing every last bit of the juice out of the orange, right? To me, hustle is maximizing the energy you're putting into somebody. I'm blown away by people saying that they're hustling and they want to achieve these great things and then their actions don't match. It's like saying you really want to lose weight while eating a Big Mac. Right? So to me, hustle would be putting all your effort into achieving the goal at hand. And for me, that means making every minute count. Hiring a full-time assistant who is Friday night didn't happen because I was hustling. Like every minute, like if I miss my 15 minutes to tape the show, I've missed my 15 minutes because there's so much hustle in my day. There's no hanging out. There's no like time where like, if I get to do like one joke with you guys as I'm walking in between meetings, we like find that to be like a rare acquaintance situation, like occurrence, not acquaintance. Hustle is putting it all on the line. Hustle is waking up one day, the day before you die, and realizing you gave it your all into the parenting of your children, the building of your businesses, the philanthropy that you wanted to do. Whatever you define, it's just, you know, all in, emotionally and executionally, in theory and strategy and in execution.
So basically, giving it your all and working hard is what you define as hustle, giving it your 100%. So you always tell people to work harder. Why do you do that? Why do you tell people to work harder?
I am not interested in judging people's hustle. I'm interested in telling people how I've accomplished what I've accomplished, which is I don't think I'm that talented. I do think I've outworked people. I think that's real. I also think it's controllable. And I think anybody who's watching right now, they may not be the most talented entrepreneur or salesman or an amazing craft of content, but if they outwork somebody, that is a variable that feels in control. Somebody wants to start a YouTube show, if they do it 365 days a year versus somebody that does it 137 days a year and they're equally as talented, the person that does it 365 is gonna win. I mean, that's just the truth. And it's the only practical advice that I think I can give. Go get more talent. I can't say that. But, you know, work harder and go to less happy hours and don't watch, you know, entire seasons of House of Cards, yeah, that feels real. And so, you know, to me, I think it's amazing to take the whole month of August off in Europe. I think that's amazing work-life balance. And for many people, that's the right advice. It's just not my little narrow view on the world in the concept of if you complain about what you want professionally, well, there's a way to fix it. If you're content, and you make 55,000 euros a year, and you have all of August off, and you're part of the dart team and you spend tons of time with your kids and you're content and you do not complain, well then you're a hero to me. Got it?
Yeah.
It's about who complains.
Yeah.
You can have anything. Not everybody's meant to make $1 million. Not everybody should want that. I have friends that make tens of millions of dollars because I come from Silicon Valley culture who complain about not spending time with their kids, and I yell at them in the reverse way and say, you're full of crap. You have unlimited resources. Don't cry to me. You're trying to pander and position yourself as a good guy. Go spend time with the kids.
Okay, thank you for that perspective. We've talked a lot about a lot of topics in this podcast in the Gründer Café, the Founders Coffee. And usually what it boils down to is that we tell people that this is advice you can follow, but you don't have to. And a lot of things in life come down to what you want to do and what fits best for you. So it is refreshing to hear that you think hustle can be something people want to do, have to do, but it's not for everyone. It's not guaranteed for everyone. So if you're happy with your full-time job or whatever you do, you don't have to become an entrepreneur and work 15 hours a day if that's not what makes you happy. So if you don't tell people to work harder and to go hustle their lives out, how do you not burn out working that much? Don't you burn out working that much?
Be upset when people try to suppress people from hard working without realizing that that's what makes that person happy. And you know, whether it's me or Jason Fried and DHH, like I think we actually agree on most things. I think the thing we probably would, I'm curious in a sit down is, you know, is it up to us to know when Dan or Johnny or Susan are on the verge of burnout, and or do we know, like telling people like you should work 40 hours a week or 160 hours a week eliminates knowing what they're about. I don't know what to say. I think none of us get to sit on an ivory tower and tell people what to do. You know, do I believe that hard work is an essential part of the kind of success that people define? I do. Do I think working so many hours that it burns you out that you need to retire or quit or you're unhappy in perpetuity is bad? Of course I do. I think this is a self-awareness game, and actually I think it's a much more interesting game of like, do you know why you're working or what are you trying to achieve? I would go crazy sitting on a farm in middle America or doing 28 weeks of vacation. It's not what makes me happy, but I unbelievably am happy for the people that makes it happy. I love the process of building something the way I want to build it. I would go crazy having all people working remotely the way 37 Signals does. They would go crazy managing 1,000 people under a roof. I think it's about self-awareness.
Yeah, good point. I think happiness is the key to every decision you should make. So I'm curious, how much do you sleep and how does your typical schedule look like in a day?
Last, how much do you sleep? And my answer is 6, 7, or 8 hours, and it fucks with people, right? Because they think I'm sleeping like an hour. And my point there is sleep's important. Like I don't know like who thinks they're gonna survive without sleep. Sleep's important. What's important for what I'm about is what you're doing when you're awake. I'm fascinated by people who like say, I hustle, I sleep 4 hours, but then watch 3 hours of YouTube videos a day, right? And so for me, as you know, and what you're referring to as somebody who interacts with me is, you know, Tyler's sending you emails like, can you do 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m.? Like, every minute I have is programmed.
It's like more like 11:15 to 12:25.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the amount of 5 and 7 and 10 and 13, like, I basically, Tyler, I see your face. What do you think? It's 8. The 8 o'clock until 11 p.m. is pretty much programmed to the minute with zero slots for anything but the next meeting. But I'm working out, right? But like for like work, 8 to 11 with zero lunch, zero downtime. Like, if I go take a piss, I'm cutting into some meeting. Now, but here's the thing. That's matching my happiness and ambition. That is not for 99.9% of people. Time management needs to be predicated on what makes you happy and what is coming out of your mouth. The biggest thing I'm worried about is people are talking big game, but then their actions don't match it. So to me, it's happiness first and then eliminating hypocrisy. And that's how I think about it. So for me, it's that because I love this game. It's what I would want to do. And my ambitions are great. And I enjoy it. I want to spend 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on a meeting to build what I'm building. It's what I love to do. It's no different than being in the studio or painting or, you know, it's just what I love.
So if it's happiness, that's the key. And you should decide on that part. So what should everyone do? What should we do, basically?
A lot of people that push against hard work, hustle, are people who've already hustled and didn't find fulfillment from it, but maybe somebody else did. In the same way that I haven't had to clarify my points of view. There are plenty of interviews in 2010 where my point of view on Crush It was make $86,000 a year and talk about strawberries. I've been talking about happiness the whole time. I have evolved and have been forced, because I feel like I've been dragged into being a poster child of something that I don't believe in creating clarity. But I think to answer your question directly, I think you have to answer that for yourself. And what I would say is, don't overjudge yourself in every chapter. It's okay to be losing by 14 points at the end of the first quarter of an NBA game. You can win that game. And so, If you're like working 15 hours a day for a year because you're starting your videography business, that's probably okay. It does take work to start something. If you've achieved some level of success 3 years in and you don't want to take it to a $10 million business from a $3 million business because you've fallen in love and you've started a family and you want to go to play wiffle ball outside with your child, that's amazing. There is no right. There's only right for you. More importantly, there is no line in the sand. I'll be very honest with you. I'm unbelievably excited to evolve. There may be a time where I don't want to be as passionate about my work, and there may be some cause or some game or who the heck knows what I'll get excited about. And so I think to answer your question, it's A, to do it for yourself, B, to know that it's going to ebb and flow. When you're 96 in debt in your basement, you're grinding. When you're not in the same place, you don't have to do the same things. You may still want to. I still want to. I love operating. I was afforded a lot of opportunities besides building VaynerMedia and having a client service business, 1,000 employees, a lot of chaos. I enjoy that. And look, there's a lot of people, I don't post pictures of my family on social media. Lots of people do. I could judge that. I choose not to.
So
I think there's a lot of judgment in the air on this issue right now. And so, yeah, I'm trying to do a better job over last year of clarifying it, because I don't want to be dragged down in the momentum of something I don't believe in, which is, why in the world would I believe in, why would any human being want somebody to burn out and not be happy?
Mm. So you're saying there is no wrong or right way. There is no right way. And you don't want to be dragged into that position that hustle is everything. A lot of people would think that you're pretty straightforward and pretty direct, and for a lot of people that's difficult to grasp and get along with. And a lot of people would say that you seem to be overconfident and always think you are right. So is that something that you think? Are you always right?
I'm very fascinated by the conversation of work ethic, hustle, overworking. I'm fascinated by people's ability to not take on accountability. I never feel like my points of view and my thoughts and my hot takes and my passions and my story are right. I've never believed that in my life. I don't think they're right. I think I enjoy sharing them because I enjoy sharing them. I'm a communicator. There's some selfish needs of communicating, I'm sure. But like, I share them, but everybody shares them. This thought that, you know, I think one of the biggest things we need to get more thoughtful about is this question, which is, the answer to the question is by conversating with yourself and trying to develop self-awareness and not look for outside validation. When people email me and say, Gary Vee, I've been hustling 15 hours a day. I'm like, you getting enough rest? You good? Are you pumped? Like, with intention, my intention is to be happy. And so I'm not gonna apologize for enjoying my work. Like, I don't need validation for my work. My work is not my family or my thing. You know, I watch these conversations, I'm fascinated by them. I respect other people's points of view. I just want to make sure that they don't think they're right either.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Thanks a lot for the inspiration, the interviews, and clearing up the point about hustle and being dragged down the hole of hustle porn, as the internet calls it, watching videos about hustle and work and not actually getting your work done. Do you have any, so I know you're busy and you probably got to go now. Any last words for our listeners?
You're gonna die.
Das war jetzt mal die etwas andere Folge vom Gründercafé. Kevin ist ja heute weg und nicht verfügbar. Wir haben ja erst letzte Mal gespaßt, dass wir Gary Vee in den Podcast holen. Deswegen habe ich mir überlegt, ich schnibbel mal ein paar Videos zusammen, sodass es klingt, als ob wir Gary Vee im Podcast hätten. Ist wahrscheinlich nicht so ganz gut rausgekommen, wie ich mir das im Kopf vorgestellt habe. Aber ich glaube, doch ganz interessant geworden. Ich habe mal ein paar Zusammenschnitte aus Videos und Keynotes von Gary Vee genommen, in dem es um Hustle geht und auch um Hustle-Porn, also Videos, die sozusagen nur dazu da sind, um zu motivieren. Weil ich das ganze Thema doch sehr interessant finde, wenn man über Gary Vee spricht, ist ja sehr oft der Eindruck, dass Gary immer sehr auf harte Arbeit und Hustle bedacht ist und jeden sozusagen dazu antreibt, irgendwie 15 Stunden am Tag zu arbeiten. Aber wenn man so ein bisschen hinter die Kulissen guckt oder ihn länger verfolgt, dann weiß man eigentlich oder ist seine Message eher Happiness, also wirklich, du musst glücklich sein mit dem, was du tust, und man kann ihn mögen oder hassen, aber ich finde doch, dass das eigentlich eine ganz schöne Message ist, die er daraus trägt, dass man halt genau das finden muss, was für einen selber richtig ist und für einen selber passt. Und ich habe das Gefühl, dass vieles, was wir hier im Podcast bisher schon besprochen haben, Kevin und ich haben ja am Ende immer gesagt, ja, man muss sozusagen für sich selber entscheiden, ob das richtig ist für einen, ob man jetzt gründen will, ob der Job für einen richtig ist, ob man eine Eigenmarke starten möchte, ob man mehr auf Social Media posten will, ob man weniger auf Social Media posten will. Im Prinzip kann man immer auf den Ratschlag von irgendwelchen Experten hören oder von irgendwelchen Leuten, die erfolgreich sind, aber im Endeffekt muss man für sich selber entscheiden, ob das der richtige Weg ist, weil nur weil man irgendwas nachmacht, was von jemand anderem vorgelebt wird, heißt es ja nicht, dass man deshalb glücklich ist. Und man hat es ja auch in einer Antwort, die Gary heute gegeben hat, ganz gut gehört. Er hat Freunde, die ja mehrere Millionen haben und trotzdem nicht glücklich sind. Also, weil sie sich dann vorheulen, dass sie keine Zeit mit ihren Kindern verbringen können. Und das ist ja auch irgendwo ironisch. Gerade von den Leuten könnte man ja meinen, okay, die können sowieso alles machen, was sie wollen. Die können einfach aufhören zu arbeiten und Zeit mit ihren Kindern verbringen. Aber das ist sozusagen nur ja, vorgeschobene Gründe, um ja, irgendwie zu jammern. Und da ja, muss man halt auch sehen, was macht mich wirklich glücklich. Ist es wirklich mein Job? Ist es meine Familie? Und da muss man entsprechend eben priorisieren. Und dieses ganze Hustle Culture, dass man eben Tage, stundenlang arbeiten soll und kaum schlafen, diese ganz extreme Kultur ist ja einfach auch nicht tragbar von Menschen. Also man kann das vielleicht mal kurze Zeit machen, so den Machermodus anschalten und wirklich hart arbeiten. Aber man merkt dann eben auch selber, dass man damit nicht auf lange Sicht klarkommt. Oder viele Menschen zumindest. Und Gary sagt halt auch, er ist jemand, der so viel arbeiten kann und auch möchte. Sonst würde er es nicht tun. Und ja, das ist, glaube ich, für viele Außenstehende irgendwie hart zu realisieren. Ich finde es auch immer sehr seltsam, wie er das kann. Aber ja, ich glaube halt, er hat halt erkannt, was ihn irgendwie glücklich macht. Ich finde es interessant zu sehen, wie sich das entwickelt. Ob er in 5 Jahren immer noch so ist oder ob er dann sagt, okay, das macht ihn doch nicht mehr glücklich und er macht dann wirklich was anderes. Ob er sozusagen zu dem steht, was er sagt. Aber davon würde ich jetzt mal ausgehen. Und ja, ich glaube, wie er es gesagt hat, Happiness oder glücklich sein wird super unterschätzt in unserer Gesellschaft. Also man macht sehr oft Dinge, weil man denkt, man muss sie machen oder weil man denkt, andere erwarten davon, dass man erwarten von einem, dass man sie macht. Und ja, sehr oft denkt man nicht darüber nach, was man selber eigentlich möchte, wirklich so tief im Herzen, sage ich mal. Und das, was einen wirklich glücklich macht, das sollte eigentlich irgendwie das Maß aller Dinge sein. Und das heißt natürlich nicht, dass man immer nur Dinge machen kann, die einen glücklich machen, das ist klar. Davon hatten wir es ja auch schon mal. Aber es heißt, dass man sozusagen immer wieder darauf schauen sollte und seinen Kurs, den man so geht, darauf irgendwie auslegt. Ja, das war jetzt mal eine etwas andere Folge. Ich hoffe, dir hat es trotzdem gefallen und ich freue mich darauf, wenn du beim nächsten Mal wieder einschaltest. Teil doch gerne den Podcast mit einem Freund oder einer Freundin, die sich für Themen interessiert, die wir hier besprechen. Wir sprechen ja alle möglichen Themen immer wieder an und abonniere gerne den Podcast, dass du keine Folge verpasst. Nächstes Mal dann auch wieder mit Kevin, hoffentlich. Schauen wir mal, bei ihm ist gerade voller Kalender. Ja, ich freue mich, wenn du das nächste Mal wieder reinhörst und bis zum nächsten Mal, wenn es wieder heißt, willkommen im Gründercafé.